Tyrannosaurus Rex, when we think about it, we tend to think of the big adult, because that's the skeletons that we see. But we know that they didn't hatch that way.
Once those eggs hatch, we've got an animal that's maybe, you know, 3 feet long, maybe weighs about five to 8 pounds. Comparing that to the adults, which might weigh as much as 7 tons and be 40 feet in length, you know, how is this animal going to be careful to not step on these little beasts, and let alone try to protect them and try to make sure that they're going to be cared for?
There's nothing fearsome about them. Sure, maybe someday they'll become a fearsome animal, but at that time they're just a meatball on legs.
Wherever this T-Rex looks, he stares danger in the face.
There were crocodiles, medium, large to gigantic, that could plop down, swallow baby T-Rexes like maraschino cherries.
Clearly, a young T-Rex is very susceptible to being eaten by just about everybody else who's around who likes to eat meat.
And danger isn't limited to the ground. Sometimes it dives out of the sky. Quetzalcoatlus, a 180-kilogram flying carnivorous reptile, circles, waiting for the right moment to strike.
Quetzalcoatlus would make all other animals in the late Cretaceous stare. With a 42-foot wingspan, they could shut out the sun.
One tool that makes this flying reptile so effective is a highly advanced eyeball. Its eyes are built like a hawk's and are able to see with 4 times the clarity of a human eye. And with a retina over 10 centimeters wide, containing over 1 billion light receptors, this is a reptile that sees the world in high definition.
There probably weren't many animals in Cretaceous that would dare to try to grab a baby Tyrannosaurus Rex. Quetzalcoatlus could probably manage it.
You see a stork on the Nile today eating a baby crocodile, and you can imagine in your mind Quetzalcoatlus eating a baby Tyrannosaur 65 million years ago.